Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to 5 O'Clock Fire.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 O'Clock Fire.
Ron is out, B. Scott is in, and you heard the man. It's 5 O'Clock Fire, baby.
Yes, sir.
And we got a little news on the Texans front here. Draft is coming on. A little meat left on that bone. We'll hit it this 5 O'Clock hour. A little bit of meat left on that draft bone for the Houston Texans with Nick Caserio joining Payne and Pendergast this morning. First time we've heard him talk on Sports Radio 610 about the draft, in particular with Sean and Seth. So there's definitely some meat on the bone there. We'll hit that in the next hour with you. But as far as the Texans go, what's next? What happens next? What are they preparing for? We've got the schedule, and we obviously will be there. Rookie mini camp is in May. First time we get to lay our eyes on these rookies, along with a handful of the younger players. I think it's still legal where they'll join just for numbers' sake. They'll have some of the practice squad guys and some of the younger players that need reps. They'll have those guys out there during the rookie minicamp. That's May the 10th and May the 11th, a little two-day minicamp. OTAs, they start May 20 through 21, May 23, and May 29 through 31. And then there's a mandatory minicamp June the 4th through the 6th. That mandatory minicamp, which is roughly in a month, that's the big one. I mean, that's the one where at least a team that is striving for and close to competing at a Super Bowl level, typically all of your leaders show up, your healthy players are there. Here, all your players are there. If they're not participating, they're on the field watching, supporting, learning. I would think that June 4th through the 6th mandatory mini camp will be heavily attended by the Houston Texans. And that's really the big boy on this list. But B. Scott, I'm ate up with this stuff. So even the rookie minicamp May 10 and 11, which is coming up here in less than 2 weeks, is starred on my schedule.
Yeah, man, we're less than 10 days away from rookie minicamp. And as you mentioned, we'll get to lay our eyes on the rookies. We'll also get to talk to the rookies. We have been assured that from the Texans PR staff that we are going to get to speak with the rookies at rookie minicamp. You remember last year, there was a little bit of a hubbub, a little bit of some consternation, if you will, about CJ Stroud not being made available rookie minicamp last year, and I was right there in the midst of it. We don't have as nearly as high profile of a rookie in this class as CJ Stroud or Will Anderson, but Nevertheless, we'll still get to talk to him. So that's inside of 10 days. Looking forward to that. My birthday falls on the OTA offseason workouts, May 21st. Your boy will be 35, man, the big 3-5 right in there. So I'll be excited about that time period in general. And then also we'll have Texan stuff to consume with the OTA offseason workouts. And then you mentioned mandatory minicamp. Basically a month and some change away. I mean, before you know it, man, we'll look up and that'll be done. Like, just think about free agency, how long ago that was. Yeah. Doesn't seem that long ago.
It's rolling, man.
But, I mean, we're basically talking about some of the same amount of time going by between now and when we finally get these guys in on a mandatory basis. So yeah, man, it's looking up, man. It'll be really exciting.
I like the way you said it the first time.
What did I say?
Mandatory.
Mandatory.
Mandatory basis, man. Yeah, man. Get them back.
I don't know why the English language don't take more advice from me to begin
with.
Well,
I mean, hell, I think y'all just lean into being on the drive. We make up our own stuff here all the time. People love it, man. But it's on
brand. That's right.
Stay plugged in to Sports Radio 610. Without a doubt, we're in that run up to Texan season when the training camp starts, and we will be boots on the ground. We'll have boots on the ground. We'll be there. We'll be obviously reporting directly back to you based on what we see, not what we hear, ladies and gentlemen. So
yeah,
stay plugged in right here to Sports Radio 610. Them Texans, boy, they're coming. It's coming around the corner.
5 o'clock fire.
How about them Strohs, y'all?
Man.
How about them Strohs? Hey, look, they go down to Mexico City. They put a whooping on the Colorado Rockies, which, good Lord, I'm glad. I hope they did. They didn't accomplish anything for me and for, I think, all of us. The significance of the two-game sweep of the Colorado Rockies in Mexico City, the significance comes in the way of if you can use it as a catapult to get some momentum and run some games off here and get on the right track. Well, the Astros, it wasn't pretty last night, but they got it done. They won a game that, for the most part this year, not for the most part, hell, every time, that a game has been a little bit lopsided. It's gotten out of control, and it's gone into extra innings. The Astros have found a way to lose these kinds of games, and they found a way to win last night's game down the stretch. And I tell you what, to me, this game is, yes, the Astros got to win. It's 3 in a row. They've got to win some series against teams like the Cleveland Guardians to dig out of this hole, without a doubt. So it was a big-time win. But this win, ladies and gentlemen, was about a handful of folks that we've been really critical of. For one reason or another, when they've been on this show, hadn't been real positive. Be honest with you, they hadn't done a whole lot for the Astros, whether it's because they've been here and they hadn't been very good, they don't play much, or maybe it was their first game. This is what last night sounded like. I got to give a few folks. I got to give them their flowers. B. Scott, bear with me here.
Oh, no, this is well-deserved.
This is what that win sounded like last night. 3-3. Joey Loperfito been stroking it in the minor leagues. 13 home runs in 25 games. More home runs than anybody in Major League Baseball or in the minor leagues. High hopes for this young fella. He comes to the plate for the first time in the big leagues. Bases juiced. 3-3 ball game. What does Joey do?
And a line drive to center field. That'll be down.
Five, three Astros. That was when the Astros hit that over that me and Tyler bet on. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, not quite.
Wait a minute.
No, about that.
Tyler got it. Tyler didn't get my bet in last night. Cost me $100.
I got you locked in for tonight, though, bro, officially.
Yes, indeed. I hope it happens as easy and as dramatically as it did last night. But the boys weren't done in that inning right there. That made it 5-3. Big John Singleton. Big John. He came to the plate with two runners on right behind Joey Loperfito. And this is what happened.
Here we are. That ball's crushed to right. Second deck, three-run bomb. And all of a sudden, it's 8-3 Astros.
I'm telling you, that didn't just sound good. It looked tremendous. The bat flip from John Singleton was absolutely beautiful. So much to the point, boys. I've been critical of John Singleton. But so much to the point where when I saw it happen, I thought, oh, yeah, I could get down with this.
He pimped the hell out of it.
I need Big John to swing it well enough to stay in this lineup.
Yeah.
I can get behind the big man swinging the big stick with that kind of power and that kind of bat flip behind it. That was beautiful.
Yeah. But hey, look, between John Singleton going up there with that bat flip, Joey Lopefito in his second at bat making things happen, and honestly, man, the lack of shyness, my man wasn't bashful. He going to be one of them cats that haven't seen too many pitches that he doesn't like. And I can appreciate that. I can also appreciate having a nice, disciplined, professional at bat. But I like a dude that like to go up there and swing as well. So I appreciated that. Look, I'm going to be honest with you about the Astros, Clint, where I was territory that I was entering. They were becoming – look, you lose to the Rockies, and I know they handle business, but they were becoming, dare I say, optional. I know this is part of the job. We're going to watch the Astros. We're going to break it down. We're going to be in it. But they were getting to a point, and from a watchability factor, from a compelling standpoint, and like, all right, guys, y'all don't pick it up. Y'all don't start winning some games. Y'all going to make it hard to choose y'all. Like, some nights I'm going to have to watch. But I don't necessarily have to watch every single game. And so you're entering into that territory to where, hey, y'all are optional now. You're that bad now. Over the last three games, and especially in the fashion in which they won that last one, tonight is Verlander Day, Verlander night. You got that. Not optional no more. And I can appreciate them going back to the other side, to where they are more so appointment television.
Yeah, yeah, you're not wrong at all. I mean, that was that way in my household for damn sure. Yeah. I was disgusted watching these boys.
Yeah,
that ain't it though. I got to give out one more dozen. I give out dozens, not a half dozen, not six of them. I give out 12 roses. I got to give them their flowers.
Give them to them.
Are we going
to
give you your flowers?
Bottom of the 10th inning. Two outs. Stroh's down by one. Josh Hader gave up the go-ahead run in the top of the 10th. We get to the bottom. Two outs. Jake Meyers due up. Espada says, nah. Nah. Young fella. Sit down. Hey,
it's
Vic.
Ideal.
Hey, Vic. Caratini. Get loose, son. Vic walks to the plate and does this.
Change up and slider. Go ball.
That ball hit pretty well to right. And there's a walk-off. A walk-off with two outs. Victor Caratini, the star of the game. The Astros, who are struggling with extra innings, walk it off. 10-9.
Been a minute, TK. You hear TK, boy, yeah. He is stoked. It's been a minute.
He needed that. He needed it.
Yeah. Hey, TK and Blum, boy, it ain't. Look, it's been difficult for us as fans and doing the radio deal, but we can go Texans. We can go Rockets.
Yes.
We can go LeBron. We you know what I mean? We can go talk about Dak. We can do some different things. Hey, Blum and TK, they can't escape it, man.
Oh, not just that. We can pile on. Like, if they're bad enough,
all of
our Astros Fair. Content then becomes about – how bad the Astros are.
Fair.
How do you fix the Astros?
Listen to me about a Brave yesterday.
So on and so forth. They got to just sit in there in it. And obviously, kind of working for the team, the team's network, got to be diplomatic with how they go about critiquing the team, but then also have to be there for every single pitch.
Yeah, man.
Yo, that is not great.
That's
like
rough.
We can come in here and say that they're bad without watching every single pitch. It doesn't take watching every single pitch to know losing – you know, 10, however many straight that they lost is bad.
Yeah,
right.
Look,
that's tough, man. That's tough.
You get 30 games into a season, man, and it's been this rough, boy. I mean, those guys feel like they've watched 100 games already. So, TK couldn't hold that one in, man. He had to let it loose.
But, good for TK.
But big shout out to Joey Lopefito, John Singleton, and Vic Caratini. By the way, any of y'all have Vic Caratini, Puerto Rican?
Not till last night.
I watched the post game with Julia Morales, and. He clearly understands English, but he goes straight Spanish.
Listen,
not Italian.
Babe, before he started talking, because I know I hate that I'm forgetting the translator's name because I've obviously had to deal with him quite a bit over the years. But when I saw him up there, I was like, "Oh, I didn't know he spoke Italian too."
Come on.
I was like, "What are you up there
we
for?"
We got Caratini. Yeah, here we go.
Hey, what are you up there? He speaks Spanish.
I thought for sure Caratini. The look and the name. It wasn't just the name, by the way. It was the look as well. I thought, yeah, this dude's Italian.
Yeah, no,
this dude's upstate New York. This guy's got a little bit of mafia in his back, in his family tree. There's no question about it.
And he turned in Rome.
I mean, he turns and he starts. I had to look it up.
Yeah,
he's
man,
full blown Puerto Rican, man, straight Spanish. I thought. Damn, I didn't have it, boys.
Yeah, like I said, I thought he was more Lopefito than Maldonado.
Yes,
I did.
Absolutely.
I did. I honestly did. And look, I stand corrected.
Pasta. It's that Southern Mexican food, baby.
Yeah, there ain't
no doubt about it. Southern non-Mexican.
Hey, man. Don't judge a book by its cover.
You know what I mean.
You looking for Latin?
Yes, there Latin is the word I was looking for.
There you go. That'll work.
Damn it! It's like Ron left his word mess ups with me. I gotta remedy that.
It's a 3-man disaster. Let's be honest. Yeah. I mean, Ron takes a lot of the heat, but let's be honest.
Yeah, and I was gonna say you wouldn't be the first Southerner to get that one wrong.
Right.
To accidentally misidentify a Latin person that's just automatically being a Mexican.
Verlander on the bump tonight. Vic Caratini catching. Dubon is in center field. Big John Singleton is back at first base. And Lo Profito is in left field. So those guys getting rewarded for a big night last night. I like it. Keep the hot bats in the lineup. Let's let this thing roll. Diaz gets a night off. But JV, Justin Verlander's on the bump. This is a game, again, if the Astros are going to dig out of this hole, 6.5 games back the Mariners, 5.5 games back the Rangers, if they're going to dig out of this hole, they got to take full advantage of these Verlander nights, especially the ones at home.
Got to take advantage of the Verlander nights, especially of the nights at home. But then also it helps them that this division is not nearly as good as maybe it seemed like it could be. Now, it also seems like they're going to have to win it in order for them to really be in the mix. I'm predicting that that's not necessarily the case. But yeah, man, this is a night that I don't feel like you can afford to waste, especially based off of the way that you started the season.
Nick Caserio, he spoke about several things this morning on Payne and Pendergast. I told you there's a little bit of meat left on the bone with this draft this year. Nick spoke, and particularly the ones I care about are the first two picks of the draft, the two second-round picks, Kamari Lassiter and Fisher. What's Fisher's first name? Blake. I want to say Brian. Blake Fisher. He spoke on those two draft picks. We got to talk about him, y'all. Is Kamari fast enough to play outside corner? Is that speed a problem? Is Blake Fisher, is he really going to compete with Titus Howard? All that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
I believe in Nick Caserio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ryan Hughley is out. Brandon Scott is in. Y'all hear that bumper music and that background right there? You know T. Mills in the building. Texans made two draft picks. A little meat left on this bone, y'all. We got to chop it up. Texans made two second-round draft picks. Really, if I'm being completely honest with you, those are the two that I'm focused on. I'm worried about that. I'm locked into. Kamari Lassiter, cornerback. Blake Fisher, offensive tackle. A couple of different scenarios here. Kamari Lassiter's a corner out of Georgia. Several good, like more well-known corners, I would say, or highly rated corners, I would say. Got drafted like immediately before.
Yep, two
the Texans,
two specifically. Yep,
and you know it's just one of those deals where maybe they didn't have the opportunity to move up. Maybe this is when they did draft. This is the best corner on the board. But the one question mark about Kamari Lassiter for me is, where does he contribute? Where does he compete? Where does he contribute? And how does he help this football team right now? Not in 2 or 3 years, but right now, how does he help this football team? And in doing so, there's been a lot of conversations. A lot of comments by Nick Caserio, more specifically, is I've heard Nick Caserio talk about this is a guy that's got position flex, meaning he can play multiple positions, outside corner, nickel defender. Yep. He can do some different things. So the position flex is something that's pointed out immediately. This is not a guy that's like, hey, this is an outside corner. Derek Stingley came in. We weren't talking about position flex. Now I know that's a number 3 overall pick, one of the best, if not the best, in the draft that year, with the exception of Sauce Gardner. I get it. I'm not saying that they're anything alike. I'm just saying when you explain a guy to an audience, there's some guys that you say, no, this is an outside corner. This is a cornerback. This is not a DB. This is a cornerback. Right. The question that I have about Kamari Lassiter is he a cornerback or a DB? I personally believe that he fits the DB role more than the cornerback role. Again, based heavily on what we've heard Nick Caserio say up to date, along with the fact that depending on what reports you see, Kamari Lassiter, some reports have him running anywhere from a 4.51 to a 4.55, I believe it was. There's some other reports out there that have him running 4.61 to 4.65. 4.51 to 4, I'm not worried about that. 4.65, I'm starting to worry about that as a DB. I'm starting to really concern myself about that. Either way it goes, I don't believe he's a blazer, right? I think the speed is definitely going to be a talking point. Well, Nick Caserio, the Texans general manager, was on Payne and Pendergast this morning, and here's how he views the 40-yard dash times. Obviously, He's answering the question about Kamari Lassiter. But here's how he values, views and values 40-yard dash times.
The way we've always viewed, I would say, 40 times, it's a data point. So it's a measure of a particular, it's some kind of measurement that you have. Fast guys are fast, you know, they run fast. There's been plenty of times where you're evaluating a player and you say, boy, this guy's really fast. And then maybe he runs a time that's less than what you think it is. So it goes both ways. So I would say specific to Kamari, it was a player that when you watch him play, no one that evaluated him said he's slow. So did he run a bad time? Well, the time's the time. Like nobody can change that. So nobody's going to make an excuse. I'm not certainly going to make an excuse for him. So the time's the time. But that doesn't mean that you can't play football. So our job is to evaluate the football player, take the information in, make an assessment about what we think it is.
Wholeheartedly agree with the point.
Yeah.
Wholeheartedly agree with the point. And there's guys that are football fast. There's guys that are track fast. There's guys that are track fast that can't play a lick of football.
Yep.
Now they'll get by and they'll get paid and they'll make a lot of money and they'll stick in the league for 4 or 5 years simply because they can. They are burners, but can't play a lick of football. Completely agree with Nick Caserio. Right? The 4.51, 4.55 report, you can explain away as football fast versus track fast. This kid can play football, yada, yada, yada. Again, you get into the 4.65 range, now we've got a problem.
Yeah.
Now we've got a guy that is simply not going to be able to run with wide receivers for damn sure, and I've got a little bit of a concern at the nickel defender position. But with all that said, B. Scott, this speed thing, along with hearing from Nick Caserio again about Kamari Lassiter, I just simply believe this is a guy that's going to compete with Des King for the nickel defender spot, where he can use those instincts, where he's more of a tackler, where he's got help over the top if need be. I see him helping potentially at the nickel defender spot, not an outside corner.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that. Because I do feel like there is a need there. We like Dez King as a football player, and obviously he provided quite a boost for them when they brought him back last season, and it was curious evil to begin with. But I do feel like that's a position where maybe a little bit under-discussed and a position where they could have stood to get younger and more talented. And if Kamari Lassiter fits and lives up to the billing, he should at the very least be as good as Dez King or be an adequate slot defender. Like, I don't feel like that's too much to ask at all, is for him to be at the very least an adequate nickel defender. Now, as far as how much does it go beyond that, I do think that there's something to this point that Nick Caserio is trying to make about what the tape tells you and relying a little bit more, not a little bit, a lot more on the actual football tape, which you are an expert in yourself.
Love it.
The actual football tape itself over, say, measurements or benchmarks. You know, how much a lineman can bench press this, that, and the third versus can he kick ass when it's time to snap the ball are two separate questions. I think it's similar here as, hey, can a cornerback run the 4-4 to 4-3 that you prefer him to run, but also can he go out there actually and just line up and play football? Kamari Lassiter seems like he can do that. The part that I'm going to be interested to watch, Clint, when we get to camp, we talked about that in the last segment, having these dates down now when these guys are going to be reporting.
Yep.
I don't really need to see Derek Stingley matched up with Stephon Diggs as compelling as it'll be. Like, I want to watch it. But now to this point that we're talking about and what we're making here, I want to see Kamari Lassiter out there. I want to see how does Kamari Lassiter match up with a Stephon Diggs. And I know Stephon's going to cook him, I understand. But I want to see what it looks like. How does he match up with a Tank Dell, assuming that Tank Dell's going to be right, and I'm hoping that he is. A Nico Collins. This wide receiving core that we're praising, that we're so high on, now that they've drafted a cornerback that we've got some questions about his speed and some of his physical attributes, I want to see what it looks like when he matches up against those other guys.
Yeah, look, there's no question about it. I'm anxious to watch it as well. Here's the deal. And there is, as good as the football is played in the SEC, and as good as football is coached at Georgia, there is a huge difference when it comes to playing the cornerback position with a lack of speed. Let's say that. There's a huge difference in accomplishing that at the SEC level than it is attempting to accomplish that at the NFL level.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a different animal. And if there's clearly like a reason, and maybe because he was hurt, I don't know, but he didn't run at the combine. He runs at the pro day, and it appears to be a slow time then. There clearly is probably some validity to the concern. Now, how valid is the actual issue of the speed being a problem? We will see sooner rather than later. But I'm just basing things off of what Nick Caserio says, what D'Amico says, the issue at hand here with a little bit of speed, the need for the Texans. I see this guy being an inside defensive back, cover guy, one way or another. Now, look, here's the deal, though, B. Scott. I mean, last year, what did they go through? When you include nickel defender, corners and nickel defenders, what did they go through? About six guys?
Oh, yeah, they had everybody out there at one point.
I mean, yeah, guys we hadn't even heard of.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
100%. So there's a good chance he may end up.
Bedard Holman played for him.
Yes, yes. Hell, there was another. Who was the other kid that got smoked by Ross. Yes, down the sideline by Cooper. Amari Cooper.
Was Aaron Ross? Something Ross.
Something like that.
The days, there were some dark days.
Yes.
And that's why you figure that they did. You hope with Kamari Lassiter, and I suspect this is going to be the case, he is somebody that is going to have to rely much more on his technique and the scheme itself. So it's going to be up to Kamari Lassiter himself to have proper technique to, let's say, compensate for whatever he lacks in speed. And it's also going to be up to D'Amico and the Texans defensive coaching staff to scheme around those issues as well, if they exist in the way that they appear to. So all of that and how it comes together will be fascinating.
All right, that's Brandon Scott. I'm Clint Sterner. T-Mill is behind the glass over here. Ron Hughley is out on his 40th birthday trip going to the Big Apple, huh?
Man.
Man, we got to get him to call in tomorrow, man. At the Big Apple, he said he's going to drink nothing but them, what was he going to drink, old fashions?
That's a place to drink old fashions.
Oh, man, around a hand. Hey, he's going to have two or three of his buddies with him that he ain't seen in a while, man. On his 40th birthday, he is definitely going to get out over his skis. No question about it. We got to get Ryan Ugley to call in. Nonetheless.
I'm a little jealous, man.
Right? Come on now. Hey, Brandon man. Scott is in the building. Hey, Joe Espada, we've raked him over the coals here. No question about it. Rightfully so, I believe. But last night, it ain't one of them nights. Last night, Joe Espada did a hell of a job, and it was an impressive win. We got to give Joe his flowers, and let's see if you'll make this bet. I think the timing's right with them Astros. I got a bet I'm going to put on the table for these two boys. 713-572-4610. I want you to text in. You betting on these Astros winning this division and getting these playoffs? You got a bet today. Can't wait till tomorrow. You betting or not? We'll do that next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, Ron Hughley is out. Brandon Scott is in. Nick Caserio, he joined Payne and Pendergast this morning, y'all, at 7:30. If you're listening on that Odyssey app, AUDACY. If you're not, go ahead and download that. Even if you listen on the radio, I listen on 100.3 HD2. I listen there consistently, but I keep that Odyssey app in my pocket for times like, hey, if I'm out of range, right? Or, hey, you know what? Payne and Pendergast had the Texans GM on this morning, and he dropped some dimes. I need to go back and listen to it. There's a rewind feature. I can go back and listen to it. So that Odyssey app is always on deck for me. I got it on my phone, and I keep it locked in. But 7:30 this morning, Payne and Pendergast, Nick Caserio. Make sure you check that out, man. All you Texans fans out there, it's a solid, really, really solid listen.
They even got them labeled by chapters now. T-Mill, Figgy Fig, Ben Gary, the producers, they labeled the rewind chapters now to where you can – like, you got the timestamp that we're giving you, but there's also a description right there. It's so easy, way easier to find than it used to be. So go ahead and check it out.
Easy find. All right, speaking of easy find, right now, the Astros have won three in a row. They won last night in dramatic fashion. And B. Scott, Skeezy.
Ron, too, hope you listening.
Yeah, Ron, I hope you listen. Hope you safe travels if you're traveling. If not, if you're packing, I hope you pack the right stuff now. Don't pack too heavy.
Pack them cheap-ass draws.
That's right. Pack them. Hell, better than that, them cheap-ass draws you buy. Just buy you some new ones when you get there. Throw them away before you leave.
Might as well.
Joe Espada. Look, Joe is – you mentioned it earlier. Joe's been a little bit of a punching bag.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. Look, I don't feel a bit bad about what I've said about Joe Espada. I love the hire. I love the hire, but he's left a lot to be desired. I didn't know that was going to rhyme, but it sounds great. He 25 games, 30 games in. Hey, look here. It's natural.
A bar.
Yeah, come on now. 30 games in. It's are we 30 games? What are we sitting at right now? What's the? It's got to be right. It's got to be 30, 29
right,
or 30.
Right around there, close to it.
What are we sitting at, man? Do some quick
29.
Math.
29.
Yeah, 10 and 19.
10 and 19. There you go.
So tonight is game 30.
Yeah. So look, he's left a lot to be desired. But last night, to me, was a Joe Espada night. B. Scott, we can start with just Lo Profito being in the lineup.
Yeah.
Lo Profito being in the outfield and Big John Singleton being at first base. Those two guys right there combined for five RBIs in a moment when a game was tied and we took a monster lead, 8-3, which we ended up needing, unfortunately. Didn't know we were going to need that big of a lead, but we did.
Yeah, every bit of it.
You know, just starting right there with those two guys, the decision to go with those guys both in the lineup, I was hell-bent on Lo Profito being the first baseman. Even with Chaz hurt, I'm cool with it. But this decision right here proved to be the right decision last night, and it was a big move by Joe.
Yeah, and it also seems like, and this goes beyond last night and into today, but it also seems like they are going to try to work him in to ease him into the first base spot. Like,
yep.
He's going to play first base for this team at some point this year. We all understand that. But we got to realize and understand, keep in mind, he's relatively new to that position. Joey Lo Profito is a more natural outfielder than he is a first baseman. So in his big league debut, it makes sense to allow him to operate in the space where he's most comfortable. And that's defensively in the outfield where he's most comfortable. And also within the lineup in a spot where there isn't a whole lot of pressure on him to perform. And honestly, just where he belongs in a lineup that is loaded like this one is in an ideal world. I know runners in scoring position throughout the season, notwithstanding, y'all understand where I'm going with what this lineup looks like. He's about where he should be. So the confidence and the faith in Joey Lo Profito, and there was some anticipation with him coming up
sure.
on top of that, but that part of it, okay? And then you get the great moment of him having his first big league hit being a two RBI single to put the Astros ahead. Then you mentioned John Singleton, who himself has been a bit of a punching bag. And where it kind of comes together for me with Singleton and Espada is, sure, they've been underwhelming for their roles that they've been in. But also, I feel like they are more of a product of the overall, like, downgrade that the Astros have been going through over the past however long it's been. Like, they are more products of the environment to me than, like, a part of necessarily just being the issue straight up. So I did feel a little bit bad, but at the same time, you got to perform. And I'll be damned if in this game, with the decisions that we talked about, Joe Espada didn't do that. Obviously, John Singleton, as we mentioned, really, really good day for Joe Espada in a 29-game stretch, or I guess before that 28-game stretch that did leave a whole lot to be desired.
Yeah, yeah. Before we move on from those two in particular, John Singleton will be batting sixth tonight. A little reward, move up in the lineup. Lo Profito will be batting eighth tonight in left field. So both those guys back in the lineup. I thought another moment where Joe Espada was big was when he decided to, and I don't even know if he ever thought about it, to be completely honest with you, but in the seventh inning, Brian Abreu is on the bump. He walks two batters and hits one, and it's bases juice, no outs.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, Brian Abreu looked rattled.
Well, not to cut you off, but I feel like one of those hit batter might have also been, like, I feel like that's a Stephen Kwan, which should have been a strikeout, because old buddy swings,
swung, yeah.
And then the ball right. hits him. If you call the swing, it's a strike, not a strikeout, because I think it would have been strike two. But obviously, with it being ball three or whatever the sure. hell it was, it stuck the count against him. And you could understand also why he would have been rattled.
That hit him, so it wasn't a ball. It put him on first base.
Right.
He swung at a ball that hit him, so it would have been a strike instead of him going to first base.
Right, well, exactly, right. But instead, it would have been strike two or whatever instead of him taking the base. Right,
right,
exactly.
Right. But sticking with him in that moment, I think, was big. It turned out big in hindsight, no question about it. Again, I don't know that Espada ever thought about pulling him, but Abreu come, boom, strikes out the side and gets out of the jam, not giving up any runs. That was a big moment. Because again, it wasn't just Abreu had a rough go at it. He was clearly frazzled.
Yeah.
And they stuck with him, talked him through it. Boom, he gets out of the deal. There's a couple more moments. Talking about Joe Espada, giving him his flowers last night. That was a big win by the Astros, and I think Joe made some key decisions. Josh Hader comes out in the ninth in a tie ball game and shuts him down. And in the top of the 10th, the Gladiators, is that right?
Guardians.
That's
yeah, we still try to get it.
I screwed that up for 3 years.
And shout out to the broadcast, but Jeff Blum let the former name slip in there too.
Oh, yeah.
What they used to be called.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, he let that slip in the broadcast.
I went San Diego Chargers for a good year trying to do interviews and stuff. I went San Diego Chargers.
I will say.
LA. That was a good interview, but the entire time you said San Diego.
Not to get sidetracked, I like Gladiators better, but
Guardians.
I do like Gladiators Guardians better, but awful. I digress.
Josh Hader gives up no runs in the ninth inning. There's a conversation apparently that's had in the dugout. Joe Espada and Josh Hader, he said, you know, you want the 10th? Hell yeah, I want the 10th. Let me get it. And Josh Hader, I think for the first time since 2019, goes out for a second inning. And now he gave up a run. He gave up the lead. At that point in time, I believe it was 8-8. He gives up the lead, gives them 9-8. But that's less about what ultimately happened and more about I want my manager and I want my closer to have that mentality. Yeah. We are in a hole, damn it. We're in a rough spot. Like right now, our best chance to get out of here with a win, at least keep this thing tied and give ourselves a chance, is if Josh Hader walks back out there, not if they turn to somebody else out in that bullpen.
Sean Dubin was next.
I like Dubin. Yeah. I like Dubin. Don't get me wrong. But I like the mentality right there of the manager and the mentality of your highly paid closer to go, nah, give this one to let me go get it.
Yeah, we can like Dubin all we want, but there's a reason why Dubin is who he is. Absolutely. And Josh Hader has the $95 million contract. Like that speaks for itself. And to Josh Hader's credit, his willingness to pitch that extra inning.
Yeah,
really comes down to him being a savvy businessman. In his mind, hey, look, as a pre-arbitration player, I don't really have much incentive. And as a closer, as an established closer, I don't have much incentive to do anything other than get saves.
Right.
Now that y'all have paid me this big buck, this big money, we out here struggling. We need dubs. Y'all need me out there. Hey, I'm all in. On me. I'm all in on you. Let's go out there and go.
All I can ask as an Astros fan right now, all I can ask is that guys take that approach.
Yeah.
Look, you're in the hole. Hell, it is what it is. We as fans haven't been there in a long time. Help us enjoy this as much as we can. At least show that you got that dog in you like Hader and said, no, I'll go first time since 2019. I'll go back out there and do it. I absolutely love that. The fourth thing real quick, Joe Espada giving him his flowers last night was a big night. The decision to pinch hit for Jake Myers, Vic Caratini, who, by the way, is a Puerto Rican, not an Italian. He goes out there and drops a bomb. He goes out there and drops a bomb, walks his thing off. Two outs in the bottom of the 10th, Astros down one, and he hits an absolute laser over the right field fence. I didn't think it had a chance to get out of the park when he first hit it.
Yeah.
Got out quick.
It barely did.
It barely did, man. I mean, it was an absolute shot, man. And but he that decision, not that, look, it's not always a great decision to it's not always a difficult decision to pinch hit for Jake Myers, for crying out loud.
Yeah, no.
But
especially at the end of the game.
But in that moment, you're making the decision and you're putting the game in one man's hand, and you put it in a man's hand that's hot. He's 3-for-5 in pinch hit situations, and he walked it off last night. So I got to tip my cap to Joe Espada, man. That was an impressive night, a much needed night for the Astros to pull the rabbit out of the hat when losing with two outs in the bottom of the 10th. That was big, man.
Yeah, and definitely like earlier in the day, okay, when we get the news on Jose Abreu, and I know we were giving the Astros credit for actually making a move, being proactive, not letting this whole Jose Abreu issue linger.
Yeah.
But the moral of that story to me was, hey, man, what's leadership looking like? Like, do we have a crisis in leadership for an organization for which the leadership we've had faith in for quite a bit of years now, for quite a while now as they've been on this run? And so we're not used to questioning them in this way or having this kind of feeling. And that was part of my feeling there. It's like, man, Jose Abreu is a symbol of a little bit of the crises of leadership that we're seeing. So for Joe Espada to have the night that he had on the heels of that, in the midst of those feelings, I think is a really, really positive thing. You just hope that they can turn it into something. Obviously, they got Verlander on the mound tonight. They got to do something with this.
Yeah.
They I don't think they can just let this energy die.
Absolutely. They're hot. The bats appear to be hot. And they scored 10 runs last night, and the big guns in this lineup didn't contribute in terms of RBIs.
Yeah.
Didn't contribute. So
your biggest gun, Yordan, what was he, 0 for 5?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 0 for 5. Yeah.
But you look at Altuve, Yordan, Tucker, Diaz, and Pena. None of those guys had RBIs. Now, Pena and Diaz had a couple of hits, and yeah, I think the others and some walks mixed in. But at the end of the day, those guys didn't push runs across the plate. And so, look, it anything could happen tonight. Here's the deal. Some news on the Astros front before we get out of here, guys, real quick. Jose Urquidy, he threw some live BP today. And Christian Javier, he threw a bullpen session today. Joe Espada is going to update us on that. Moving forward after he talks to them and sees how they feel. That's good news on that front. The Astros lineup is out. Notables, John Singleton's batting sixth. Vic Caratini's catching, batting seventh. Lo Profito's batting eighth. And Mauricio Dubon is in center field, batting ninth. Off night for Diaz. Justin Verlander is on the bump, ladies and gentlemen. As B. Scott just said, this is one of those wins. If you're going to dig out of this hole, you just can't afford to drop this one. You got to get out there and win a ball game. Texans All Access, 6 to 7 p.m. They're talking about the Texans schedule coming up and some potential primetime games. And don't ever forget about Bajani and Creighton tonight. Area 45, 7 to 11 p.m. Ron Ugly was out. Safe travels, my brother, to you and your family. B. Scott, always money. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Yes,
T-Mill. You kicked ass once again, son. Did you get my damn bet in? Is my
bet
in?
We're in, baby. We're locked in, baby. Let's win some money.
Let's win some money. Until tomorrow, Houston, we love you, baby.
When the day the ladder hit him. I thought he was more Lo Profito than he was Maldonado.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. That's what I thought.
I thought he was upstate New York. Should I have been saying Caratini? Should I be rolling that R? Should I be figuring out?
It's like Caratini. It's impossible. Seems to know the way.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.